We're seeing a trend toward greater preemption here in the state of Michigan. From the perspective of a local government manager, that can be a disturbing situation for us because it limits our ability to address problems at the local issue where we feel we have the best handle on those problems.
What would you say about, I mean, many Republicans, especially since now the state government is under the control of Republicans, and this isn't just limited to them, but many politicians will say we are the party of local control, right? That the government closest to the people is best. And it seems like, again, with preemption bills that are making their way through legislature now, with other bills that have passed and new laws that have passed in recent years, it seems like, as you said, the trend is going in the opposite direction.
Yes, and that is somewhat surprising because historically the Republican Party has always touted itself as the party that championed local control. But yet, as you said, we are seeing some additional bills recently that tend towards preemption rather than allowing local governments the ability to home rule and to make these decisions at the local level.
Can you give me a quick example of what that's meant here in Hazel Park?
Well, in Hazel Park, again, our preemption issues are much larger. We're home to the Hazel Park racetrack, and we've seen the state actually inhibit our ability to get other types of gaming or actually expand racing here in at the racetrack that's located here in the city of Hazel Park. And those actions at the state level have had a very negative impact here on Hazel Park locally.
And when it comes to residents of Hazel Park and just people in general, everyone lives in a local government, right? So why should people care about this? Why does it matter to them?
Well, we dealt with a situation a few years ago when there was a bill that was introduced in Lansing that would inhibit our ability to do rental housing inspections. And one of the biggest complaints that we get from our residents is about blight and code enforcement. If we were unable to do those regular landlord inspections every 2 years to make sure that our housing stock was adequate and protect the people that rent houses in Hazel Park, it would have a very negative impact on the quality of life in the city.
Is there anything else that you want to add or anything that, you know, obviously this is a huge issue and 3 minutes is not great, but what...
This is a huge issue, and there are some instances where the state does have a compelling reason to create some kind of standards across all governments in Michigan. I can see why they do it with, for instance, guns and things like that, because you have people that travel from one community to another, and you cannot have a hodgepodge of regulations like that. But I think the state legislature needs to have an increased dialogue with the local units of government. And if the legislature takes into consideration the concerns of the local units of government, perhaps there are some avenues where we could find common ground and everybody may be able to reach a compromise that, on one hand, still protects the public and the public safety, but on the other hand, ensures that commerce is able to take place and that people are able to do what they need to do to conduct the business that they want to conduct. So it's really, in my mind, it's about the legislature not using their powers to bully local governments, but I would rather see them use dialogue and listen to our concerns first before they make a decision. And I think that would enable them to make better decisions about these preemption issues.